感谢主耶稣带领下午我们继续来讲关于教会的组织与管理。
Thanks to the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the organization and the management of the church.
我们认识了教会的负责人。
After we understand the duties of the board member,
这个是主耶稣复活升天以后，赐下圣灵来在教会里面设立教会的负责人。
This was a board member after Jesus is resurrected and before his ascension, he had given these board members.
所以保罗说圣灵按立圣灵设立你们。
Therefore, Paul stated, it is the Holy Spirit who established you, set you over.
所以教会的负责人是圣灵，主耶稣借着圣灵来
The board member is established or set over through the Holy Spirit in the church.
那么这个负责人就分为那个全群的监督。
You have board member that look after the whole flock of the church.
这是要看守，要牧养。
This was the one who were to shepherd and to look after.
那为了要为全群谨慎，所以下面就有许多帮手。
And in order to look after the whole flock of the church, they need assistance.
那么要服侍全群，牧养全群，也需要很多的帮手。
In order to take care of the whole congregation, it needs a lot of assistances.
所以说下面就会有很多的指示。
And that's why underneath them, there will come about a lot of ministers.
这个就是教会负责人分为这个全群监督以及各样事工的负责。
And this is the board members, they will be in charge in different, diverse duties.
教会的元首就是基督
And the head of the church is Christ.
我们都是用人。
We are all servants.
那现在我们要讲第二段。
We're now going to talk about the second session.
从圣经来了解教会的组织管理。
Understand the organization of the church through the Bible.
这个教会的组织就是教会的建立。
The organization of the church is the establishment of the church.
那教会是基督的身体，是主的圣殿，也是神的家。
The church is the body of Christ, is the temple of God.
所以它的组织就跟管理跟世上的任何团体机关都不相同。
So its organization and management is quite different than the management organization outside.
一定要遵照神的吩咐。
It must be formed and established according to the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从旧约圣经里头可以得到启示。
We can learn from the Old Testament.
那么神拣选以色列民借着他们来建立这个模型。
God had chosen the people of Israel to establish the form of organization.
所以当时借着吩咐摩西怎么样来造会幕，以后呢也吩咐大卫怎么样来建造圣殿。
God commanded Moses how he should establish the tabernacle, and later on he commanded David to build the temple.
都是神亲自画出来的这个图样。
All the plan and the designs were from God himself.
所有的一切不管做什么，任何的圣殿里面任何的这些物品和器具都一定按照神所设计的，跟他所规定的。
Everything, whether the vessels or anything that's in the temple or the tabernacle has to be according to the design of God.
那我们看几节圣经
Let's look into a few passages of scriptures.
来看出埃及记。
Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 2. Exodus.
神怎么样吩咐摩西来造会幕。
How did God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle?
我们先看三十六章。
Read chapter 36.
三十六章。
Chapter 36 of the book of Exodus.
三十六章这里说到两个人。
Chapter 36 talk about two people here.
一个叫比沙列，还有何利亚。
One is Bezalel, and the other is Aholiah.
还有一切心里有智慧的，就是蒙神呢，是智慧聪明，叫他知道做圣所各样使用之功的。
And every gifted artisan in whom the Lord put the wisdom and understanding in them, so that they know what type of to so they know how to service, do the service in the sanctuary.
这些人呢，照主所吩咐的做工。
And they did the word according to Lord's command.
所以就凡是主赐给他心里有智慧，而且受感前来做工的。摩西就把他们这两个人呢一同召来。
Everyone who had the gift of God and also in whose heart the Lord had put the wisdom and they were stirred to go and do the work.
那摩西啊就吩咐他们，指示他们怎么做。
And Moses commended them as far as how should they go undertake the work.
现在我们来看这个四十章。
Let's read chapter 40.
那神就命令摩西啊，要来建造会幕。
God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle.
我看四十章最后啊。
The latter part, chapter 40.
在他们建造的时候，都是有这么一句话，每一这一样物品都有。都是有这么一句话。
Whenever after they finish building or anything, it comes with these words.
都是照神吩咐摩西的。
All in accordance what the Lord commanded Moses.
每一样物品都是说按照神所吩咐摩西的。
Everything that God commanded Moses, they did.
所以说，我们看这个。从三十六章以后啊，一直到四十章。
Chapter 36 onward, you will see many of that remark.
我们看一节这个三十九章。
Chapter 39.
第七节啊。
Chapter 39, verse 7.
这里说，是照主所吩咐摩西的。你看每一样事物。
He said, "As the Lord had commanded Moses."
就是这句话，我们做一样的事物，都是照神所吩咐摩西的。
You see, this remark being made repeatedly.
所以摩西啊，就把指示这些工作的人怎么做啊。
Moses told those people who came to him and to tell him what to do.
今天教会就是要有这样的秩序啊，要这样秩序。
This should be the way our church organized.
神不会分别对每一个人这样讲。
God will not speak to each and every person individually.
当新约时代的时候，交给使徒。
In the New Testament, God entrusted instruction to the apostles.
使徒在指示下面的工人。
And the apostles instructed the workers underneath them.
这是教会组织管理秩序。
This is the organization and the management of the church.
所以今天呢，我们要遵守这个秩序。
Today we should follow this order.
一定要有这样的组织。
We should have this type of organization.
才能有这样的管理。
Then we can have this type of management.
这个是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
那在新约时代，我们看一下。
Let's look also in the New Testament.
新约时代是借着使徒吩咐使徒的，我们看一下。
It's commanded and entrusted to the apostles. Please turn to this passage.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
我们简单看一下那。
We will briefly look at it.
详细的你们对照讲义啊，可以看圣经啊。
If you want to go in detail, you look at the handout and compare with the scriptures.
那个主耶稣最后啊，看二十八章二十节。
Chapter 28, verse 20.
啊，说凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you.
那我就常与你们同在，直到世界末了。
Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
那所以今天呢，我们要听使徒的教训。
Today we need to listen to the teaching of the apostles.
因为主耶稣啊是吩咐使徒的。
Because it was the Lord Jesus who had commanded the apostles.
那今天我们遵照使徒的教训。
Today we do according to the teaching of the apostles.
遵守使徒的教训。
We keep the teachings of the apostles.
这是今天教会的啊所当行的。
This is a way that our church should walk on today.
所以圣灵降临之后，圣灵就指示使徒做什么。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon them, the Holy Spirit instructed the disciple what he did.
使徒就教训教会要做什么。
They instructed the apostle what to do, and the apostle in turn told the teacher to the church what to do.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
We can read Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章四十二节。
Verse 42.
这是圣灵降临那一天啊，三千多人受洗。
Chapter 2, verse 42. That was the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and 3,000 people were baptized.
所以这是受洗的啊，多恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
所以你看，下面他们过团契的生活，一起。领圣餐啊，祷告啊，一起生活，都是遵照使徒的教训。
They have fellowships, they are breaking of bread and in prayers. They all did this according to the teachings and doctrines of the apostles.
这个是使徒教会的情况。
This was the situation of the apostles.
那以后外邦的教会。
And then when it comes to the time of Gentiles,
外邦教会就是保罗是。外邦的使徒。
Paul was the Gentilic apostle.
他也是这样吩咐教会。
He also instructed the church this way.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章。十五节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
教会呢，一定要坚守使徒的教训。
The church should hold on steadfastly to the apostles' doctrine.
十五节说，所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle.
所以今天我们信心一定要坚定，要稳固，不要动摇。
So today we should hold on our faith steadfastly, not allow it to be shaken.
我们对使徒的教训呢，一定要坚守。
We should hold on to the teaching of the apostles steadfastly.
当时使徒还在的时候，有些是用口传的。
Those days when the apostle was still around, some of the teaching were preach verbally.
那有些是用写信。
Some were by writing.
都要坚守。
All the laws need to be kept.
现在呢，不管口传的还是写信的，都已经收录在新约圣经里面。
Today, whether by word or by epistles, it been gathered here in the Bible now.
所以今天我们一定要根据使徒的教训来建立教会。
Today we should establish church according to the teaching of the apostles.
无论做什么。
Well, regardless whatever we do,
要根据使徒的教训。
We need to follow the teaching of the apostles.
不要用世上的人的观念。
Let us not look at the viewpoint of the secular world.
这是特别要防备的事情。
This is something actually we should be careful of.
因为使徒的教训就是神的旨意。
Because the teaching of the apostle, it is God's will.
就是主耶稣的吩咐。
It is the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗特别提到，这个。我们要怎么样来侍奉神
？And Paul specially mentioned how can we serve the Lord？
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12。
罗马书十二章。
Matthew chapter 12。Romans. I'm sorry, Romans. Thank you.
罗马书十二章，
罗门 chapter 12
第一节，他先用神的慈悲劝我们，每个人要献身来侍奉神。
Chapter 12 verse 1 he said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice."
这个是理所当然的。
And this is a reasonable service.
然后告诉我们怎么侍奉。
And he also continued after that, told us not to serve.
第二节。
How to serve? Verse 2.
第一，不要效法这个世界。
First, we should not conform to this world.
这一点很重要。
This is a very important point.
今天呢，世界的观念进到教会里头。
Today, the secular concept comes had permeated into the church.
这个应该是撒旦的工作。
This is supposed to be the satanic work.
因为这个魔鬼是世界的王。
For Satan is the ruler of the world.
他要用世界来侵入教会。
He want to invade the church with the world.
来败坏教会。
To corrupt the church.
所以我们要特别谨慎。
So we should be very careful of this.
今天我们设立长老啊，就是要注意这一点。
Today our establishment of the eldership is to watch over this.
然后呢，要心意更新变化。
And then we should transform our mind.
来查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And to seek after what is proved by God, good and acceptable, will of God.
然后在神的旨意当中，第三节在说，按照个人的恩赐来服侍神。
And in the will of God, in verse 3, say, then we serve God according to each and individual gifts.
这样我们一切的服侍呢，才是神所悦纳的。才跟主耶稣有关系。
So all the, with this type of service, we will be pleasing to God, and then our service would have something to do with the Lord.
不然到时候主耶稣说，我从来不认识你们。
Or at the end, if the Lord Jesus say, I never knew you, what should we do?
你那么热心，奉主的名传道，奉主的名赶鬼，那么有能力，又行许多的异能。
You serve the Lord so zealously in the name of Lord Jesus. You cast out the demons. You did so much work in the name of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说：“从来不认识你们。”
And Jesus said, "I never knew you."
你们又是作恶的人，离开我去吧。
You are the evil doer. Depart from me.
因为他们不是遵行天父的旨意。
The reason for that is because they did not follow God's will.
所以这个很重要，这个是服侍的，就这个顺序：先献上自己，然后遵照神的旨意，来按照自己的恩赐。
So this order is very important. Offer ourselves up first, then follow according to God's will and according to our gift, we serve the Lord.
所以今天呢，教会呢要遵守使徒的教训。
Today the church should follow to the teachings of the apostles.
那教会要遵守按照使徒的教训来建立。
The church should be established according to the instruction of the apostles.
所以在新约的这个圣经里头也很清楚告诉我。
In the New Testament, it tells us very clearly.
我们该怎么样来建立教会
？How should we establish the church？
教首先是教会的这个组织啊。
Now, first is the structure of the church。
就是保罗建立之后啊，把这个责任交托给提摩太、提多，就是传道人。
After Paul had established the church, he entrusted them to Timothy and Titus, who were the preacher.
一定要坚守。
Tell them to steadfastly to hold on to his instructions.
看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
先看到第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章就是保罗告诉提摩太在神的家中当怎样行。
Chapter 3 was Paul told Timothy, how should he behave in the household of God?
第一节到第七节告诉他要选立长老做监督。
Verse 1-7, Paul told Timothy that he must set elders as a set bishops to oversee them.
第八节是到十三节就告诉他要选立啊执事来服侍教会。
And then verse 8-13 to set deacons to minister the church.
这个就是保罗，因为他可能会担任一些时间在到提摩太那里去，所以特别先把这个事情先写信告诉他，让他知道。 在神的家中当怎样行。
Paul thought he probably would linger some time before he was able to come to Timothy. So beforehand, he wrote this letter to Timothy that how should he behave in the household of God.
大家看到提摩太后书。
And let's read also Second Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
这个是最后的交代。
That's the last word of Paul to Timothy.
按第一章的十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
说你从我听的那些纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
He said, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
那从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
And the good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwell in us.
这个教会的规模呢，要用基督里的信心和爱心呢，才守得住。
The pattern of the church need to be kept by the love and faith in Christ Jesus.
只要对主耶稣的教训信心动摇了，那就守不住了。
If we have doubt about the faith, doubt about the words of Jesus Christ, then we will not be able to keep it.
只要对主耶稣的你的这种爱心呢不够，也会守不住。
If our love toward the Lord Jesus was not strong enough, we will not be able to keep it.
很多人的思想、观念、方法都会跑进来。
Many other people's concepts, and their thoughts will come into the church.
我看今天这个问题就很大。
I think this is a great problem in our church today.
在教会里面服事，一定用基督里面的信心和爱心。
And to serve in the church, we must use the faith and the love.In Christ Jesus.
这是我们特别要追求的。
This is something that we need to pursue.
尤其我们负责人。
Especially the board members.
一定要追求在基督里面的信心和爱心。
We must pursue the faith and the love in Christ Jesus.
换句话说。
And put in another word.
体会耶稣基督的心肠。
We must have the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
像保罗一样。
Just like Paul has stated.
他怎么样爱教会。
How did he love the church?
说我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们。
He said, I have the heart of the Christ that I long for you guys.
他怎么样体会耶稣基督的心肠。
How did he have the heart of Christ?
说我深信在你们心里动善功，一定会成全这个功。
I'm deeply convinced that the good work which began from you will complete.
就是耶稣基督的信心。
And this is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是从人来的。
It is not from people.
一定有这种信心跟爱心。
We must have this type of faith and love.
才有办法来建立教会。
Only with this can we establish the church.
那这个善道呢，就一定要靠圣灵。
And the good things must also be committed through the Holy Spirit.
才守得住。
Only with this can we keep it.
以后为什么使徒时代教会变掉了？
Why that the apostolic church was changed?
不是靠圣灵，没有圣灵了。
It's because they were not depending on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wasn't there anymore.
圣灵停降以后，你看教会变成什么？变成就天主教啊。
When the Holy Spirit stopped to descend upon the church, what the church became? It became like the Catholic church.
整个都没有了。
Everything had gone.
可是他们那么虔诚。
Yeah, they were so fervent.
因为没有圣灵的缘故。
Because lacking of the Holy Spirit, they were different.
那马丁路德要把他改教，要回到圣经。
Martin Luther wanted to reform the church. He wanted to go back to the Bible.
他是非常用心的。
He really put in a lot of efforts.
牺牲生命要把教会回到圣经。
He even wanted to sacrifice his own life, wanted to bring the church back to the Bible.
回不来，回到半路而已。
He was not able to completely return, but he only come back halfway.
没有圣灵。
Because he did not have the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们末世真教会怎么回来的
？How the church in the last day? How did we come back?
就是靠圣灵。
And we must also rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们对圣灵要绝对的信心。
So we must have complete faith toward the Holy Spirit.
不然的话，我们又会离开了。
Or else we will depart too.
所以今天我看呢，很担忧的事情。
Yeah, I think there's something we should worry about.
大家对圣灵好像很陌生。
A lot of people are come. It seems that we are stranger to the Holy Spirit.
跟主耶稣好像不熟悉。
Seems that we are not intimate or really intimate with the Lord Jesus. 今天主耶稣跟我们的关系
啊，比当时跟那个十二个使徒的关系是更密切。
Today, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is more closer than that of the 12 disciples.
当时他们听主耶稣讲道理啊，就是好像隔一层，隔一层。
When they heard the teaching from the Lord Jesus, it seems that there was a veil between them.
听起来都是模糊的。
To them, the teaching of the Lord Jesus were vague.
听我来说，再到房子里头去住啊，你刚才讲的，你再跟我们说明一下，听清楚啊。
When they go back to the house, they ask the Lord Jesus, "Can you repeat what you say? I wasn't sure what you were talking about."
说哎呀，这个里面也不懂，哎呀，再说。
Then Jesus said, "You don't even understand." So Jesus had to explain to them again.
后来说，哎呀，我有好多事情要跟你们讲，可是没有，你们没办法连过呀。
Jesus said, told him, "I have many things to tell you, but you are not able to understand now."
啊，才告诉他们说啊，只等真理的圣灵来了，就要引导你们进入圣经里头，明白一切的真理。
Then Jesus told him, "When the Spirit of the truth comes, He will lead you into all truth, into the truth of the Bible."
圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit came,
要指教你们一切的事情。
He will instruct you in all things.
还要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话。
And also will remind you of the word that I had told you.
所以一切事情都解决了。
So everything will be settled after that.
感谢神。
Thank God.
今天我们要相信神。
Today we must believe in the Holy Spirit.
不会有缺陷的。
We will not lack anything.
圣灵是全能的神。
The Holy Spirit is the Almighty God.
没有一样缺陷的。
He will not be lacking in anything.
但是我看到啊。现在我们对圣灵好像没有这样的信心。
But what I've seen seems that we don't have this kind of faith toward the Holy Spirit these days.
这是我心里面最担心的。
This is something that I troubles me very much in my heart.
希望说我们负责人要有这个信心。
I hope our board member will have this type of faith.
圣灵主耶稣一定会带领我们。
The Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, for sure will lead us.
他教导我们什么事情，他就给我们什么智慧。
Whatever He entrusts us, He will give us that type of wisdom.
他就给我们什么能力。
He will give us that type of power.
不会错的。
It will not be wrong.
因为我一路跟从主耶稣到现在，就是这样这种体验。
For I have been following the Lord all the way until now, this is the experience I have.
明天呢，要做的事情啊，还没有到。
Tomorrow, the thing that we're going to do have not arrived yet.
我只知道一个方向。
I only know the direction.
我要怎么走。
I know which way to go on.
我不知道。我不晓得。
I actually don't know.
我不担心。
But I don't worry.
明天早上就有。
Tomorrow, it will come.
早上起来祷告，他就告诉你。
When I go get up in the morning, the Holy Spirit will tell me.
今天要做的工作，要走的路是怎么样。
So, well, tell me the work that I'm going to do today and what way I should take on.
紧紧跟随主，不会错。
Well, as long as we follow the Lord closely, that will be no wrong.
他不给，他不讲，我无所事事。
If He does not tell me, does not instruct me, I not know what to do.
所以今天呢，我们对圣灵一定有绝对的信心。
Today we must have a complete faith toward the Holy Spirit.
好，所以说呢，保罗这样吩咐。
Paul instructed us in this way.
今天我们怎么做教会负责人
？Today, how do we be a board member of the church?
好，遵行神的旨意。
We should keep the commandments of God.
按照使徒的教训。
And also according to the teaching of the apostles.
靠着圣灵的引导。
And also through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的指教。
This is the teachings from the scriptures.
不会错的。
This is not that this will be.Not be wrong.
那这个组织来讲，我们用旧约的啊这个模型来看。
From the organization and structure, if we look at the time of the Old Testament.
前面我们说过，摩西跟耶稣亚，这个是主预表基督的。
We mentioned before Moses and Joshua, they signify Lord Jesus Christ.
今天就是基督在借着圣灵在教会做元首。
Today it is Lord Jesus.Through the Holy Spirit being the head of the church.
那么接下来呢，有两种人。
And continue there are two type of people.
有祭司。
There one type is the priest.
他是圣所里面的工人。
And this was the type of people who work in the sanctuary.
还有利未人。
And also the Levites.
他是献祭。
They're the one who offer sacrifices.
这两种工人。
And there are these two type of workers.
今天在圣所里面，祭司这个职分。
Today, the status of priests in the sanctuary,
就是属灵的，
it should be speaking in a spiritual sense, referring to the board member.
全权监督照顾灵魂的。
These board members are the overseer, the shepherd of souls.
圣所里面的事情.
And it's referring to the thing pertaining to the sanctuary.
照顾灵魂的工人.
This is what the worker who look after the souls.
带领侍奉的工人.
This is what the worker who lead the service.
烧香的工人.
This is what the worker who burn incense.
那么再来外面这个立位的呢，献祭的。
And then outside with the Levite who make the sacrifices.
这个就是事工的负责人。
These are the board member who in charge of general affair of the actual work.
所以有诸位监督，有诸位执事，一切都解决了。
So you have the overseer, you have the deacons, and everything was be taken care.
所以这个制度呢，很清楚。
This structure organization is very clear.
那么我们现在就看这个使徒教会的时候的这个管理制度。
We look at the structure and the organization at the time of the apostles.
我们从使徒行传看耶路撒冷教会。
Let us look at the Church of Jerusalem at the time of the apostle.
到从最开始的时候是使徒。
In the beginning, they were apostles.
还在负责。
Who were in charge.
到15章我们看到有使徒和长老。
And then when we come to 15, there was apostles and elders.
全群的监督。
And they were the one who overcharged the whole flock, the whole church.
并且成为真理的负责。
And they also were the foundation, they were the one who in charge of the truth.
所以保罗到外邦去传福音，碰到真理上的争议，就是到耶路撒冷找使徒和长老，由他们来开会来决定。
So when Paul went to the Gentile to preach, and there was argument about the truth, they bring back this to Jerusalem for decision.
这个是耶路撒冷的教会的负责人。
And they bring back to the board member, the one who was in charge in the Jerusalem.
然后呢，有事工的负责。
And there was someone who in charge of the work.
事工负责也是两方面的，有先知和执事。
There are two types of person in charge of these works. There was prophets and deacons.
先知啊，就是做先知讲道，就是在耶稣所里讲道方面的这个工人。 先知就是像希拉、犹大，就是在带领教会。
The prophets were like this, Silas and Judah. Their status was a prophet, preaching.
保罗勉励在外邦教会是一样，说你们要多更羡慕的是做先知讲道，造就教会，这个很重要。
Paul encouraged the church or Gentile that they must desire of the gift of prophecies. This is a very important work.
还有就是服事的，像管饭食的，这些事务性的工作。
And also there were works of taking charge of the meals, and these were works of the deacons.
那他们当时整个教会是玩物公用过团契的生活。
And those days they live a life of sharing and a life of fellowships.
那耶路撒冷教会也成为全球教会的一个联络中心。
The Church of Jerusalem also was a center of communication all over the world.
重大的事情呢，会到耶路撒冷去。
Any great event, they will bring back to the Jerusalem.
然后呢，就外邦的教会，安提阿教会。
Then they got the church, the Antioch Church, the Church of the Gentiles.
13章。
Turn to Acts chapter 13.
这个安提阿教会啊，是成为外邦的一个宣道中心。
The Church of Antioch was the center of the Church of Gentiles.
外邦教会的形态跟犹太的教会是不一样的。
Church of Gentile is different from the Church of Jews.
他们没有像耶路撒冷教会啊，玩物公用啊，那一种制度。
They did not have the structure of everything shared in common like that of the Church in Jews.
那看这个十三章啊，这个是耶路撒冷教会。
Chapter 13 talk about
在那个时候，谁在负责？
Chapter 13 talk about the church in the Antioch. Who were in charge?
在第一节那里说啊，
Verse 1
有先知和教师。
There were prophets and teachers.
当时的巴拿巴保罗到安提阿教会去，也是当先知和教师。
Paul, when he went to the church Antioch, he was one of the prophet and teachers.
因为他们没有就是不是凡物公用的，所以因此呢，主要的工作还是先知跟教师，就是道理上面的牧养方面的工作。
Because they do not have everything shared in common, most of the work were on the prophets and the teachers.
所以当时的第一代的负责人呢，就像使徒，像耶路撒冷教会第一代负责人使徒长老一样。
And so their work in comparison with the apostles, the first generation of board members.
后来呢，还有这些事工的需要，又有这些执事来帮忙。
And later, because the needs of the administration, administrative responsibility, there was other minister work, minister position came up.
那么后来呢，圣灵指示安提阿教会。这些负责人说要差保罗、巴拿巴出去传福音。
Later, the Holy Spirit revealed or instructed that he wanted to send Barnabas and Saul, whom is Paul, to preach the gospel.
那他们两人呢，奉圣灵的差遣就出去了。
Two of them, because of the commission of the Holy Spirit, they went out.
就借着安提阿教会来差遣保罗。这个跟巴拿巴。
Through Antioch, they sent up Paul and Barnabas.
就是教会的组织管理。
And this was the structure and the organization of the church.
保罗，你看主耶稣拣选他的时候，亲自向他显现，对他说话。
When Paul was chosen by God, God spoke to him.
但是要差他去工作的时候，不是主耶稣亲自差他。
But when he was commissioned to do the work, it was not the Lord Jesus told him directly. Because this is an order. This is an organization. Through the church of Antioch. Not the city of Jerusalem. But the church of Antioch.
Well,
we could think about this. This is the organization of the church.
所以保罗他奉差遣，教会的差遣。
So Paul he was commissioned, by the church.
但是呢，是圣灵的差遣。
But it's also the commission by the Holy Spirit.
像保罗案例那些长老，他说是圣灵案例，圣灵案例。
Just like Paul ordained those elders, Paul say it is the Holy Spirit who ordained you.
那个安提阿教会就是先知教师呢，禁食祷告之后按手差他们出去。
So when the church Antioch, those elders and teachers, they fasted and then commissioned them out to preach.
他们就被圣灵差遣就出去了。
So they were sent by the Holy Spirit and go out and preach.
这个就是组织管理。
This is a management of the organization.
所以有些人呢不听教会。
So some people refuse to listen to the church.
不听总会的。
Refuse to listen to the General Assembly.
那我听耶稣的。
And say, I listen to the Lord Jesus.
可能吗？
Is it possible?
绝对不可能。
No, for sure not.
那个不是出于神的。
That's not from God.
神不会做这种事情。
God will not do things like this.
这个就是组织管理的原则。
This is the management and organization of the church.
那么他们两个人奉差遣出去之后
，Both of them they were sent out by the church.
看第八节。
Read verse 8.
说这个时候有人来阻挡。
He said that people come and hinder.
这个刑法书的一直抵等。抵挡
is sorcerers.
你看这里就出现了，说抵挡使徒。
Then they hinder the apostles.
第九节。
Verse 9.
保罗就改名叫保罗。
Paul who changed his name to Paul.
所以使徒叫做保罗。
So that's why now we call him apostle.
还没有奉差遣叫扫罗。
Before he was sent, he was called Saul.
这个就很清楚了。
I say clearly here.
所以保罗、巴拿巴的使徒的职分从哪里来
？Where is the apostleship of Paul Barnabas comes from?
从这边来。
It's from here.
就外邦的使徒。
They were the apostles of the Gentiles.
所以以后的外邦的教会就是使徒，外邦的使徒负责了。
So the Gentile the church of the Gentiles were responsible by the apostle or the Gentiles.
因为他们是在这里奉差遣的，所以这里就成为他们外邦宣道的中心。
Because they were sent out from here, therefore here became the center of the preaching for the Gentiles.
那以后保罗到外邦传福音所建立的教会，外邦的教会。
So later, Paul went out and established a church in the Gentiles.
我们前面看过，就是按立长老做监督。
We read this already before. He would ordain elders to be the overseer.
好，并在各个地区啊都有一个联络中心教会。
And different places, there's always a center of communication.
还有以所是亚细亚的联络中心。
那 if Ephesus, Church of Ephesus was the communication center of the Achaia.
来讲腓立比教会啊，是马其顿的教会的联络中心。
The Church of Philippi was the center of Macedonia.
哥林多教会是亚该亚的一个联络中心。
And also Church of Corinth was the center for the Achaia.
那么保罗啊，这些传道人呢、啊，和他的同工啊，就是来负责整个所有外邦教会的啊一个。宣道牧养啊，联络的一个负责。
Church along with his co-workers were the one who in charge of this communications.
那我们看保罗的书信里头看到，他有很多同工啊接受差遣啊，跟他同工一起出去到那里工作。
We see that we read the epistle of Paul. He had many co-workers who were sent together with him to do the work.
保罗非常重视同工。
Paul.Look highly of his co-workers.
那这个保罗后来啊，他就为外邦教会建立一个制度，因为以后要传下去，如果没有建立一个制度啊，那没有办法传承。
Paul established the organization for the Church of Gentiles. So to further the ministry. Without that, it would be hard to continue on the ministry.
所以他也吩咐提多跟提摩太这两位传道人。接棒的人呢，啊，给他建立了这个健全的教会的这个组织管理制度。
So he he commended Timothy and Titus to establish the organization.
那这个制度啊，就是在以腓立比书啊，我们可以看到一个很健全的组织。
And this organization we can find this in and the Philippians, the book of Philippians, a very good organization.
我们就看到这个腓立比教会是健全啊，也是感谢神啊，蒙神喜悦的教会。
Philippians, we see this church is a very well organized church, and is a church that pleases God.
首先我们看第一节，第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
这个教会的组织健全。
This church of the Philippi was very sound.
在腓立比啊。有这个众圣徒，有诸位监督和诸位执事来负责来服侍。
Verse 1 it says that there are in the church of Philippi there are bishops and deacons, many bishops and deacons.
好，那第
responsible
第五节就看到说，他们从头一日开始，一直到如今，都是同心合意兴旺福音的。
And verse 5, we know from the very first day until then, they were very in one accord.
为什么这样?
In working. Why?
因为呢，是主耶稣跟他们同在。
Because the Lord Jesus was with them.
因为他们就按照这个使徒的教训。
Because they followed the teaching of the apostles.
所以主耶稣跟他们同在。
Lord Jesus was with them.
在每个人的心中动善功。
And the Lord moved the heart of every one of them, the good work in them.
所以腓立比教会能够一直的兴旺福音。
And this is the reason why the Church of Philippi can continue flourish the holy work.
并且呢，在一切的侍奉上都是很同心的。
And in all services, they were of one mind.
我们看第二章的十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
这个组织健全呢，像一个身体一样。
When the organization is well and sound, it's just like a body.
看十二节。
Verse 12.
说这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我不如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。
My beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as I, in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
保罗在加强勉励说，那就更要恐惧战争的完成得救的功夫。
Then Paul further encouraged them, so now you should work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
如果没有健全的组织呢，我看就会有出现问题。
Without a sound organization, then probably will see a lot of problems.
保罗在的时候啊，他们很顺服。
When Paul was with them, they were very submissive.
他保罗不在的时候更顺服。
When Paul was not with them, all the more they were more obedient.
可见这个教会呢，组织很健全啊，有人照顾，有人管理，有人服侍。
In other words, this church is very well organized. There were people who oversee, there were people who service.
所以更顺服。
So they became more obedient.
那这种顺服是怎么来？
What did this obedience come about?
13节说。
Verse 13.
说因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，我要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
就看到这个腓立比教会啊，神真的跟他们同在，神主耶稣跟他们同在。
We look at the church of Philippi. Indeed, we see God is with them.
亲自在带领他们。
God was one who leading them.
再看第三章。
And verse also chapter 3.
这个第三章啊，这个腓立比教会很属灵。
Chapter 3, the church of Philippi is very spiritual.
啊，保罗写信告他们要防备啊，防备那个撒旦进来。
Wrote an epistle to them and told them that they must watch out for the Satan to come in.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所以那个真受割礼的，乃是我们这个以神的灵敬拜的，在基督耶稣里面夸口，不靠着肉体。
The one who truly is circumcised is circumcised in the spirit, is not relying on the confidence of in the flesh.
哥林多教会就不一样了。
But it was not the same with the church of Corinth.
他们跟世人一样，他们靠肉体夸口的。
And they were like that of the secular people. They often boast about their flesh.
腓立比教会不会靠肉体夸口。
It was not so with the church of Philippi. They did not boast.
以神的灵在敬拜神。
But they were worshiping God in the name of the Lord.
啊，真的一个属灵的教会。
Indeed, the church of Philippi is a spiritual church.
所以让保罗啊非常喜乐。
So Paul really finds pleasing of this church.
这个教会里面呢，非常有基督里面的信心和爱心。
And this church was full of faith and love of Christ.
顺服更顺服，就基督的信心。
They were obedient upon obedient. This is the faith of Christ.
那最后我们看到基督里面的爱心。
And finally, we see the love of Christ.
当时保罗传福音呢，没有人来支援他。
Those days when Paul was preaching the gospel, there was anyone to support him.
只有腓立比教会。
Only the church of Philippi.
一直支援他，帮助保罗。
Continue to support Paul.
让保罗呢风风火火
，so Paul found himself in abundance，
没有任何的缺欠
，he did not lack in anything。
哦，他说你们这些啊，主相信，我都当作极美的香气，为神所悦纳的，所喜悦的祭物献给神。
What Paul told him, what you have supported me, I treat it as a sacrifice of fragrance and offer and present it to God。
保罗为他们祝福。
And God, Paul blessed them.
第四章的十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
说我的神呐、啊，必照他荣耀而丰富，在基督耶稣里面使你们一切所需要都充足。
He said, and my God shall supply all your need according to His richness in glory by Christ Jesus.
腓立比教会是一个荣耀的教会。
The Church of Philippi is a glorious church.
愿荣耀归我们的父神，直到永远。阿门。
He said, "May all the glory be to our Father, God and God forever."
这是一间组织健全的教会。
This is a church that is well organized.
没有都让保罗喜乐，没有让他担忧任何事情。
Did not what he brings is joy to Paul. Did not bring any worry to Paul.
那我们相对去看这个哥林多教会，哇，忧愁，忧愁。
Comparatively, if we look at the Church of Corinth, it caused a lot of worries to Paul.
问题就是他的组织啊不健全。
The problem is because his organization was not sound.
所以在教会里面的侍奉很乱，很混乱。
So the service in the church was chaotic.
没有秩序，没有规矩。
There was no orders.
我们参考的《哥林多前书》第十四章。
We look at First Corinthians chapter 14.
保罗从十一章到讲到十四章，就是讲规矩跟次序。
First Corinthians chapter 11 to 14 is what Paul was talking about is rules and orders.
讲到最后结论就是这句话。
When it came to conclude of this rules and regulations, it's this.
哦，四十节。十四章四十。
Chapter 14, verse 40.
凡事都要规规矩矩的，按着次序行。
Let all things be done decently and in order.
所以说，教会如果没有组织、没有管理，哪来次序？哪来这个规矩
？If the church do not have organization, do not have rule, where comes decency and orders?
所以我们要重视教会的组织管理。
So we should.Emphasize organization and management in the church.
这是我们从圣经应该要认识的。
This is something we should often know from the Bible.
这个主耶稣啊，他很重视的是每一间教会。
Lord Jesus cared for every church.
是以每一个教会为主体。
Every church should be as his own.
所以我们不能忽略任何一间教会。
We should not neglect any church.At all.
所以你看最后主耶稣是一个亚细亚众教会。
So we look at Jesus said that the church of Achaia, all the churches are in Achaia.
就是分别给他们，每一间教会写的信内容都不一样。
We look at our Lord Jesus wrote letter to them, each and every one of them were different.
就证明说这个教会啊，每一间教会都是独立的。
It tells us that every church is individual.Should be independent.
因为他是基督的身体。
For they are the body of Christ.
所以今天呢，我们要把每一间教会能够让它真正建立起来是一个完整的、独立的教会。
We should be able to establish each church by independently as by itself.
但是它在基督里面是连为一体的。
However, despite of this, they are one body in Christ Jesus.
说各房靠他联络的合适。
And everyone knit together through him.
有人说啊，你独立了是不是就会分离？不会。
Some people say, oh, if you set them individually, when they not be away from us, depart from us.
在基督里能够自立的教会，能够站起来的教会。
In Christ Jesus, a church that can stand on its own.
这个是我们建立教会的目标。
This should be the goal of our establishment of the church.
这是关于教会的这个组织管理啊。
And this is related to the management and organization of the church.
大概呢，跟大家介绍到这里。
I conclude my introduction to you here.
看一节圣经。
Final let us read a verse.
看启示录第十一章。
The Book of Revelation, chapter 11.
启示录第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
这个是主耶稣吩咐啊，约翰做的事情。
This is what our Lord Jesus commanded John to do.
这个是对真教会啊，摸过真教会做的事情。
This is also a commandment to the church in the last day.
十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
说有一根苇是给我当作量度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there."
这根苇子要当作量度的杖。
This reed shall be a measuring rod.
证明这根苇子是有权柄的。
In other words, this reed has authority.
如果被量了不合格的，那可就要受审判。
Those who do not measure to the standard probably will be falling on the judgment.
将神的殿和祭坛并礼拜的人量一量。
He said, "Go and measure the temple of God." The altar and those who worship there.
神的殿就是教会。
The temple of God is the church.
教会是不是按照神的规模来建立？
Does the church establish according to the mold of God?
教会当然就是教会的组织管理。
When you say church, of course it refers to organization and management of the church.
责任就在 负责人的身上。
And that responsibility falls on the board members.
要量一量啊。
We should they should be measured.
再来呢，祭坛。
And continue the altar.
我们一切所侍奉的。
Or everything that pertaining to our service.
我们一切所做的是不是按照神的旨意
？Everything that we do, are we doing according to the commands of the Lord?
要量一量。
We should measure it.
唯独遵循天父旨意的。
Only those who do does the will of the Father.
耶稣才承认他。
Will be recognized by the Lord Jesus.
再来礼拜的人，殿中礼拜的人，
And then,
量一量。
Those who worship there, they should be measured too.
每一个人要量。
Well, every one of us will be measured.
是不是遵循天父的旨意在做礼拜
？Have we kept the will of the Father to keep the Sabbath?
这个很重要。
This is important.
这个就是我们要建立教会啊，一定要遵照神的旨意。
This is we wanted when we want to establish the church, we must do it according to God's will.
这一节就讲到这里。
I'll conclude our session here.